Grace and peace to you all, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we gather together, not in person, but in spirit, this week, as we celebrate Sunday of Resurrection, this Lenten Sunday, on March 22nd. I'd like to go ahead and begin with a word of prayer to bless us and keep us this day, to give us peace, and to remind us that we are together as brothers and sisters. Gracious God, may your Holy Spirit come upon us on this day. May you remind us that though we are in our own homes, away from one another geographically, we are united in Christ as the one body, the body of Christ, of God's children. May we remember that you walk with us in this time, that you are with us always, that you hear our every need, that you are there to comfort us in times of distress. Lord, we especially pray as we hear your word this day, that you might be speaking to us, speaking to our souls. May we hear your word speaking loudly to the brokenness in our world. May it encourage us to share with one another, to be of good cheer in moments where we feel sad, and to remember that you are with us always. And we ask that you just bless each and every one of these beautiful children of God hearing this word. Bless their families. May they be healthy. May they be safe. May they be well. And may you be with our global family as we continue to strive to find wholeness and healing again. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our first reading for this coming Sunday is from Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 14. So I invite you to just close your eyes or pause and just hear God's holy word. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Here ends the reading. The gospel lesson for this coming Sunday comes to us from the Gospel of John, beginning at the 9th chapter and the first verse. And just like last week, this is a long one, so I invite you to be seated and to hear God's holy word. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work with the works of him who sent me while it is day, for night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back, able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some were saying, it is he. Others were saying, no, but it is someone like him. He kept saying, I am the man. But they kept asking him, then how were your eyes opened? He answered, the man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. Then I went and washed and received my sight. Jesus said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. And then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, he put mud on my eyes, then I washed and now I see. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath. But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. And therefore his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I've told you already, and you do not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as far as this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" They drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he had found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." Here ends the reading of the gospel this morning. The living Christ is in this place.